And we've got coming up what equipment you are going to need if you want to work from home. Is it more these days than just a laptop in the corner? We shall be finding out from Matt Porter. But hang on, someone at the door. Hang on, let me just get that. This is another distraction that the home worker has to put up with. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Matt Porter's going to be on the show in about 10 minutes' time. You come through, my friend. You come through. Did you find the place all right?
I did. Thank you very much.
Lovely stuff. Where are you parked?
On the drive.
Oh, good. That's good for me tax. That's good for me tax. So we're getting the whole delights of the working from home thing. Matt is also here. We're going to be finding out what equipment we need to work from home very shortly. How are you, Matt?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
What's your initial thoughts when you look over in my workstation there?
I'm very impressed.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very impressed.
Matt, we'll be with you very shortly. We need to know what technology we need to work from home.
Okay, I'm just
Is that
Googling
doable?
It.
You're Googling it, are you? Look at this. Do you want me Wi-Fi code?
I might do.
Okay. Well, it's 11:30. Traditionally, we have bacon sandwiches. They've all been laid on. Matt, you having one?
I'm afraid I can't because I'm gluten-free.
Well, I'll take the bacon out then.
Yeah, I'll just eat the bacon.
Just have the bacon?
Yeah.
Do you want a rind of bacon?
Yes, that sounds good.
There you go. Perfect. We've got that sorted out. It is tea break time, 11:30 on a Friday, where we traditionally have our morning brew, and let us do that together. BBC Radio Suffolk. It's around about 11:35. That clock is quite accurate, I think. Would you all agree it's 11:35?
Yeah,
just have a check. Yeah, 11:34. The clock behind me. What is that saying? 11:34. Oh well, it's around about 11:25, right? When you work from home, you don't really, you know, you're not that crucial with the clock, are you? You don't need to be. So you know, that's fine. Today we are live from my home. We're doing home working today. In a moment, Matt Porter's going to be here with technology. Now, just before we get started, Matt, what we've got in here: laptop, tablet, iPad, phone. Too little or too much tech?
Maybe that's too much, really.
You see, you never can please him, can you? Now, why is it too much there? Why is it too much?
I think that you've got an issue where you're probably having to move around a little bit too much between gadgets, yeah. Really.
Sometimes I lose weight.
Well, that's something that I need to do as well.
Yeah, so that's,
We won't go there. But I think that your workstation in the other room with the dual screens, that's an ideal place to work. I used to use two screens in 1.3.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's greedy, isn't it?
Well, it means you can preview stuff on one screen or you can have your email on one screen and it's all in within one workspace. But you use what you have, don't you?
Well, we've even got a projector up there. Look at that.
I saw
look.
That too.
Yeah, and a screen that comes down. Wow. You'll like that, Matt. We've got a screen that comes down out the ceiling.
I'm very, very, very jealous. Something that I've always wanted.
Yeah. And we've got a pinball machine. Do you like the pinball machine?
I did. I noticed the pinball machine. I was a particular fan a few years ago. There was a Star Wars pinball, which was just amazing. Star Trek, just as good, though.
Probably better.
Matt Porter is here. Hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. Very good. Thank you.
You can stand
much.
Up. It's all fine. Right. Yeah. All right. What I want to do is ascertain the sort of working environment technologically that people should be looking to employ if they want to work from home. Now, you can go over to my workstation if you like and sort of talk about what we've got over there, because this day and age a lot of stuff can be established and carried out as a result of technology, right?
That's right. I think that the most important thing is fast, efficient broadband. That's an absolute necessity. Something like fiber optic broadband.
Shall we try mine? All right, let's go over to the one of the workstations here, and we'll do a test on the broadband speed. Let's see. I think it's that one there. There we go. So that's now loading. This is this a good speed tester?
Yes, it is. Yeah, this is the industry standard speed test. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm now doing a speed test to see, first of all, if my office can support a half-decent broadband. Now, what do you think?
It's looking good so far. What, 70 megabits per second, which is going to be perfectly acceptable to do just right.
I'm showing off a bit, aren't I?
Well, that's
got fibre.
Yeah, you have. You've got fibre. What you have to really be mindful of when you're working from home and doing things like this is actually the upload speed. So, which is always going to be slower than download. Mm. But it will just be an issue with traditional broadband, because you might have had 8 megabits down but very, very small amount up, and that does make a difference when you're trying to work from home because you want to be uploading files.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've just done a test. What we got then, about 68 or something download, 20 there or thereabouts upload. Now, that's just coming down an ordinary phone line, Matt. So why is it everybody in Suffolk can't have that speed?
It's distance from the exchange. There's been improvements to that kind of technology, but the trouble is we have a network which is built on copper, which is still there, and I think we still have copper from our houses to the local exchanges. And in some places, I believe around Hawley, it's actually aluminium. So it's even more difficult to get any kind of decent broadband.
Yeah, all right. Now, you take a seat there, and you can talk us through some of the stuff we're going to need. Obviously, a computer or laptop is a prerequisite, is it?
Yes, you're going to need to have a pretty fast computer. I have a problem all the time at work where I'm working, where my computer sometimes is too slow and it's frustrating. You need to have a fast, efficient computer that's going to allow you to work efficiently. If you're always waiting for things to load and stuff like that, then it becomes frustrating, and obviously you're not going to get the job done. You've got two screens here, which I would suggest if you're working from home is a great idea.
Well, it's great because you can have, like, as you say, email on one, what you're doing, what you're actually working on the other. You don't have to keep flitting between the two. Yeah. It takes up a bit of room, but...
And, of course, if you're, again, working from home, you might have something like Skype or similar to be able to communicate with your office or other co-workers, and therefore you can have that running on one screen and you can then discuss the work you're doing on the other. You haven't got this great big picture of someone else over the front of what you're doing. So that's always a... it's just useful to have the two screens, really. What else?
Telephone.
Yeah.
Traditional old telephone.
Traditional telephone. What's very, very popular now is voice over IP. So if you're working for a company, they may provide you with a voice over IP phone. And what that means is that instead of it going over the telephone line, it actually uses your broadband connection to make that call. So your phone could ring in Ipswich, but you could be sitting on the beach in Hawaii and still the phone would ring and you'd be able to take the call. So that kind of thing enables you to have a direct connection to your office. They're not ringing your home phone, they're ringing a second one, but it saves having the telephone line installed and all of that kind of stuff.
So we've got the computer, Matt. What software, though, have we got on it? Because are there standards that the work industry, shall we say, insists on you having other standards?
Yes, I think that if you're working from home, again, for a business, they are going to insist that you connect to them via what's called a VPN or a virtual private network. And what that means is that's some software that runs on your computer and that establishes a secure tunnel, as they call it, to their office.
So people can't see what you're doing.
Basically, so your traffic then from your computer is going directly in an encrypted, safe format to their office and back. So no one can snoop in potentially and see what you're up to. And you then become part of the office network as if you were sitting at a desk in that office.
And you can connect to all their servers.
And all of those things that you want to do.
Now, what about do we have to have Excel and Word and that sort of thing?
Well, you don't have to have any of those anymore. We're quite lucky now that there are alternatives to these traditional office software like Microsoft Office. There are now open source versions of those products, not versions of them, but open source alternatives. And even if you have a Gmail account, as part of that, you will have their suite of software where you have a word processor, spreadsheets and all of those sort of things. And that enables you to share that information amongst your co-workers again. So there's masses of alternatives here that you can use, and it's all about, I think they used to call it groupware, where lots of people would be using the same software and they could be able to interact effectively, you know, share documents and edit them together and stuff like that.
All right. Now, what you might notice, I don't have a stress reliever on the desk, but I do have the pinball machine. Do you want to go on that?
I'd love to have a go on that. I absolutely love pinball.
Right. Okay. So you're happy with the equipment in place?
I'm happy with the pinball machine.
All right. Let me turn it on for you then. It hasn't been used for a couple of years, so it might be a bit dodgy. But you would insist, would you, that every home office environment has some degree of stress relief?
Every office at home should have some sort of stress relief. either, in your case, a pinball machine, and a traditional 80s arcade machine would be really
good
as well.
Oh, yes, that would be lovely.
That's something that I've got my eye on doing at some point.
Yeah.
Because you can just disconnect, you know, have that break, because it is important to have a break when you're working.
Exactly.
Especially from
there
home.
There you go.
Because you could be working for hours and hours and hours because the office is never closing. So having a proper break and disconnecting from what you're doing is going to be really healthy.
Matt Porter of Matt Porter Web Design, you fire away. I don't know if there's any credits. I might have to put some credits on it for you. Or you could always put some money in the front of it, Matt. I know that you're... I think it's 50p a go to you.